With the Jaguars.com OTA report, this is JP Shadrick. The Jaguars returned to the Florida Blue practice field on Monday, and the new helmets made their debut as well in the Florida sunshine. The first of 10 organized team activities practice sessions, working for 2 hours. Ideal conditions today. Clear skies, light northwest breeze, temperatures in the high 70s. Both veteran players and rookies on the field at the same time for the first time today. OTAs are voluntary, but with a younger team trying to make an impression on first-year head coach Gus Bradley, only a few were absent. It was the first time on the field for wide receiver Justin Blackmon since the announcement of his four-game suspension. After leading all NFL rookie receivers in catches and yardage a season ago, the 2012 first-round pick will miss the first four games of the 2013 regular season. Blackmon is allowed to attend meetings, workout, practice, and play through the offseason and preseason. Following practice today, Blackmon addressed the media for the first time and discussed his future, both on and off the field.
Out of this whole thing, you know, one of the main things that I would say, you know, I had a problem with, and that was, you know, just making a poor decision, making a selfish decision at that, you know, not thinking about, you know, the long term of it and just, you know, thinking about at the time. So you want to ask if I have a problem? I have a problem with making a poor decision.
And look for the full video of Justin Blackmon's comments right here on Jaguars.com. The Jaguars locker room was open to the media following practice today, and as expected, Blackmon's teammates rallied behind him.
He's been the same guy since day one, so we're just all supporting him. You know, trying to keep his mind off of it. You know, we hang out with him and, you know, just keeping him upbeat. It'll be tough for anybody to deal with. So, you know, we're doing our best, but at the same time, we out there working, getting better. So,
does this crossover teammate and friend and that kind of deal, is it more than just being a teammate here?
You know, it is. I think as a wide receiver group, we're pretty close and we're getting closer. So, you know, we're just going to do our job and continue to be his friend, continue to be there for him. You know, anything that any one of the receivers need, you know, we'll be there for them. So I'm going to keep supporting them.
Another first today for Jaguars right tackle Luke Jokel, the first-round pick from Texas A&M, made his OTA debut today. The speed a little bit different than rookie minicamp.
It was a lot faster than last week was, that's for sure. You know, the tempo of practice and then just, you know, the opponents I was playing against, you know, the better players or faster opponents, you know, it's a kind of a – thinking about it now, it's kind of a blur. You know, I'll go back and watch some tape of it, but, you know, it's definitely a different competition.
Impressed. He moves really well, bends his knees really well. I mean, it's day one, but, you know, I think there's a lot of upside, a lot of it.
Well, the tackle positions with Monroe and Joku will certainly be interesting to watch here in this offseason and in the upcoming preseason. Well, with the Jaguars back on the field, let's get some perspective from the senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osier, and his view from the Ozone.
I'm John Osier here with A View from the Ozone. Justin Blackmon spoke to the media Monday. It was an important day for Blackmon. At the same time, it wasn't. What Blackmon said Monday was important because having been suspended for the first four games of the regular season, he needed to speak to the media, and by extension, the fans, and say the things that must be said in the situation. He needed to say that he must make better decisions, that he's going to lean on his support group. He also needed to apologize. Blackmon needed to say that, and the Jaguars needed to be true, because they need the second-year wide receiver to continue developing as he did late last season. At the same time, what's really important is where Blackmon goes after this. It's understandable if fans paid little attention to what Blackmon said Monday. They heard much the same last season. The truth is, there was little Blackmon could say that mattered Monday. What matters is what he does now. If he gets things right, if he does what he said Monday he plans to do, if he leans on Gus Bradley and Dave Caldwell, then Blackmon has a chance to be a key figure in this building process. If he doesn't, what Blackmon said Monday won't matter much at all.
Jaguars head coach Gus Bradley will speak to the media on Tuesday after the second of 10 OTA practices. A reminder that all OTA practices are closed to the public, but you can watch all the full coverage right here on Jaguars.com. With the Jaguars.com OTA report, this is JP Shadrick.